What's the first thought you have in the morning when you wake up? Now, there's been studies that have been done that correlate the kind of day that we have, connecting it back to our first thoughts in the morning. Whether we're going to have a down kind of a day, the way we feel, the things we think, affect all of that of what begins to happen for the rest of the day. Now, there's a psalm in the Bible, I think, that helps us to really think about those things that should be on our mind as we begin to get up in the morning. It's in Psalm 139, where we find a powerful section of Scripture. It's not 7, it's 17 and 18. And here in Psalm 139, 17, it tells us about how important it is for what we think because of who's thinking about us. Here's what's interesting. The psalm says, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them." Are we always on God's mind? Well, the psalm seems to say that very thing, that God has so many thoughts about us. We're on God's mind, and He's got us in His consciousness. And there's so many thoughts He thinks towards us, we can't even number them, which is amazing. But here's the kicker. In verse 18, it says, "If I should count them, they'd be more in number than the sand." Then it says, "When I awake, I am still with you." So even though we're out for the night, do we leave God's thoughts? No, we're still on His mind. And what a great idea to recognize the fact that when I get up, my first thoughts should be toward God, because He never quit thinking about me. He's been focused on me. He's got my best interest at heart. And as I recognize the fact, God never gives up on me, never quits thinking about the best things that He has in store for me, I need to then reflect His thinking as I get up in the morning and begin to focus my day on someone who can definitely inspire the very, very best in me. So let's try to do that. Let's make God our first thought every morning, because we're certainly in His thoughts. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.